I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Covered by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. It's the midway point of the program. Having a fantastic show thus far. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, both in downtown Salt Lake City at the Broadcast House. It's our favorite point of the show. Once we get to that midway point, you know what time it is.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
It's always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. They're run by a diehard Cougar fan, so if you're in need, check them out. So this is the time of the offseason, Mitch, where I start to get thirsty for college football. Spring football is now firmly in the rearview mirror, and it doesn't feel like college football is that close. And so what happens is, at least in my home, I don't know if it happens in yours, I start to get suggestions on my YouTube of previous college football games, and you know that I love to delve into a loss. I don't know why I love to absorb losses, but lately I've been trying to buck that trend a little bit and watch some of the better moments of yesteryear. And I came across a video which showed, it was a highlight reel of all of 2021. For BYU
we watched
football.
The same YouTube video.
You're kidding.
With the raw audio.
Yes. Yes. Just with broadcast.
And it was like I did 12... that this week too.
Yes. And I was like, it just had me remembering how great 2021 ended on a sour note. But it was a pretty dang good year. And I was thinking about all these great moments from BYU football in 2021. And unfortunately, the maestro of the top five, he's not feeling well. He's not here today. And so we're going to put a little twist on the top five today. Each of us individually, we don't know each other's lists. We've put together our five favorite moments of 2021 BYU football. And this isn't just wins. These are specific moments. Our board op, Dave Meekum, a longtime BYU fan, attended many a game in, what, the 60s? I'm just kidding, Dave. Sorry. It was the that was a Nick Saban type shot right there. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm gonna help myself. He's gonna listen to our list.
Dave's gonna do a Jimbo press conference.
He's a narcissist.
Calls himself God. Calls himself this and that.
I just lost the top five, so my list is irrelevant. But he's gonna listen to our list and then determine who had the better list of best moments in BYU football. So that is the top five today. Mitch, let's go 5-1. You start and tell us why you chose that.
Okay, so you want me to reel them all off?
No, let's just go 5-5-4-4.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha. So my number five pick, it isn't a loss. Jaren Hall 56-yard touchdown run against Baylor in the third quarter, because at that moment it then became a game. It was 17-14, and that elite athleticism from Jaron was on display, because the guy he beat was the guy who ran one of the fastest combine times this year's combine, about 4.38, I think it was, that guy ran. Jaron Hall, 56-yard touchdown run against Baylor in the third quarter.
That was a great play. It didn't make my list, though.
Okay.
My number five, it wasn't even a play from the season. It was when BYU football ran out of the tunnel at Allegiant Stadium against the Wildcats. And that was a historic moment for BYU football, because they debuted a new helmet. And I love the royal look. I loved the royal helmet. We know that's getting a little tweaked this year, but just, you were there too. How cool was that moment where BYU football, to start the year, runs out at the new Raider Stadium? They're wearing all royal blue. They win that football game. But I just thought that was such a cool moment to have them come running out in a new uniform.
That was a good moment, because that one was the first time they wore all royal since 1965, I think, was the last time they wore a royal helmet. So, yeah, pretty cool from a historical aesthetic. And then turned out to be a pretty good game as well.
Yeah. All right. I'll do number four this time.
Okay.
Number four for me, and this is kind of an obscure one, but it was significant for me. Jackson McChesney giving BYU the lead at the Coliseum in the final game of the year. We went into that game thinking BYU is going to roll USC. USC's in shambles. They're going to get a new coach. Like, BYU should win that game. And they found themselves trailing late. And you're wondering, is BYU going to get out of here with a win? Like, this is USC, and they're not even good. So you got to win this game. And then Tyler Allgeier has that fumble, and it gets scooped up by Talon Holker. And you're like, what is going on? And then Jackson McChesney comes in, and you're like, where's Tyler Allgeier? And he punches it in, gives BYU the lead. They go on to hang on. I thought that was a great moment in the season for them to just secure that win against USC.
I am stunned. Both of us have, at number four, a moment from USC. I am going with the defense, though, one possession later, to seal the deal and get it done, because USC's offense with Jackson Dart was just rolling to the point where it just seemed like they would score at will. And it was last man standing, last one to have the ball will somehow get the win. I thought the defense rising up with a defensive line that consisted of Blake Mangelson, Fisher Jackson, John Nilsson, guys that the casual fan probably didn't know much about, they rose up to the occasion in a historic venue and got the job done, forced a turnover on downs, and BYU got the win. So I thought the defense that took so many hits going into that game and was decimated by injuries rose up and got the win.
And I think it was Caleb Hayes who made the play on a fourth down in the red zone.
That's right.
Very interesting. All right, number three for you?
Number three for me, Baylor Romney. Baylor Romney steps in against Arizona State after Jaron goes out, and he seals the deal and gets the win against Arizona State with a three-yard touchdown pass to Isaac Rex. Baylor Romney stepping in, who hadn't played in the first 2 weeks. He came in cold, and Aaron Roderick was ready to call a run, hand it off to Tyler Allgeier. Baylor's like, no, I'm ready to throw this thing. He throws the ball, 3-yard touchdown pass, and it gives BYU
and
a win.
He stumbles out of the gate. That was the best part
of it. It looked at first like the Boise State trick play where he's stumbling and bumbling, and it's like the Bronco play, the Boise State Bronco play, but it all worked out, and he connected with Isaac Rex for a touchdown pass and gave BYU one of their best wins of the season.
I like that. All right. Number three for me was my only top five moment in a loss. And that was at the nasty Independence Bowl in Shreveport.
Within seconds as the vehicle went through the intersection of 450.
So here's what it was. There was a moment late in that game where BYU was trying to make it interesting, and it didn't end up happening, but something significant happened in that football game. Tyler Allgeier became the single-season rushing leader ever at BYU. When you look at individual seasons, who is atop that list? Tyler Allgeier. And it happened against UAB, and it was a big deal, because I'm not sure a lot of us thought Luke Staley's record would ever be broken.
Yeah.
And it was by Tyler Allgeier. So the bowl game sucked, for lack of a better term there. But that was a great moment in the season to see Tyler, who, you know his story, walk-on to Atlanta Falcon, and for him to break that record at the end of the year, that was really cool.
I honestly thought no moment from the Independence Bowl would crack these lists. You know what? I am correct. I stand corrected. For me, what are we going, number two?
Number
now?
Two, yeah.
Number two. I'm going with Gunnar Romney's touchdown grab against Utah in the third quarter.
Very interesting.
Because at that moment, the belief finally kicked in for BYU fans. What was about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter? At that moment, it felt like, oh, they haven't coughed up a pick six yet. They're up by two possessions. This is not normal. Is BYU going to win this game? That, to me, was the moment where it started to click and that BYU fans realized they could legitimately win that football game. Gunnar Romney's touchdown grab against Utah in the third quarter against the Utes.
All right, number two for me. Different football game, another win. Tyler Allgeier forcing the fumble. One of the great one of the great plays of the season, Mitch. But BYU was winning at that point. And so, like, it was a great moment. And it's one of the – when you think of, like, hustle plays, it's probably the best hustle play ever in BYU. I mean, okay, maybe not ever, but it's top three. I mean, there's a few plays that really come out to mind. But for him to track down Merlin Robertson and to force that fumble, it is iconic. It deserves to be maybe even number one, but I have a different moment for number one.
My number one is that play. Is Tyler Allgeier stripping the ball against Merlin Robertson, because live, in person, watching it, we had a great view from the press box.
Because it was on the west sideline.
Yeah, it was on the west sideline. It's just right, basically a straight shot, if you drew a line from where we sit in the press box down to the field. It was just right in front of us. And I was like, well, because my first thought was, oh, man, Jaren Hall, that was the first mistake he's made this season.
Horrible
because
mistake.
At that point, he was flawless, perfect. And he was. We now know he was dealing with the ribs injury that he suffered against Utah. Like, the guy was perfect. Didn't make any sort of mistakes. He makes that mistake, and it was probably just the worst decision maybe he made the entire season. And then Tyler Allgeier flips it around, and I've never seen Lavelle Edwards Stadium have such mixed reaction to, like, a, what was it, 40-yard loss? But it was unreal, just because did that really happen? Did Tyler Allgeier do that? So, yeah, number one. Tyler Allgeier, the strip against Merlin Robertson against Arizona State. And it feels like it hasn't got the due that it probably deserves. Finally, like, the NFL tweeted out the video of him making that play shortly after he got drafted by the Falcons. I was like, okay, good, because this deserves some national run. It's an amazing play that
amazing.
I think goes, you put number one, Kyle Morrell leaping over Hawaii. This play, to me, is just maybe a notch below that. I'd still give Kyle Morrell,
yep,
because national
so.
Championship.
Yep.
That play's amazing.
Yep.
Just it's there's a mystique to that play. Whereas Allgeier, that's a notch below, but it's still incredible in its own right.
We've been doing the show together now for almost 3 years. We're coming up on,
yes,
3 years here. We think alike in a lot of ways.
Yes.
And my number one, Jaren Hall throwing a touchdown pass to Gunnar Romney in the third quarter of the Utah game for all the same reasons you said, because that was the moment where you felt like it's going to happen. It is going to happen. BYU is going to beat Utah, but it has to be number one because it's Utah and the streak. And oh, I mean, that was a huge moment, a massive moment. Take the monkey off the back. You're beating Utah. You felt that when Gunnar Romney caught that pass. And the fact that it was Gunnar Romney. I thought that dude might be done for the year after
that's
that injury against Arizona. He comes back. He's playing. You're like, this is nuts. This dude had to be helped off the field in Vegas, and now he's catching a huge touchdown pass to comfortably put you ahead of Utah. That had to be number one.
Obviously, I put it number two, so it's right there. But it can't be number one because Tyler Allgeier's play is just historic. The loops the plays, you will talk about that play forever.
But it's just Arizona State. They're mired in controversy. You're already
winning. It was a nationally ranked team, top 25. Like that. Okay, that you want to talk about another moment too? If I gave a bonus moment to the fans, that Arizona State game was next level.
And the,
how they
the
caused
four
the fault,
sacks in our,
yeah, false
or the
starts.
Four false starts, yeah. All
it
right,
was amazing.
Let's bring Dave on. Now you know our lists. And are we forgetting any big moments?
Okay, let's go to a break. We didn't expect that. Let's go. we'll go to a break,
and then he'll dwell on the list.
The judges are taking this under advisement,
and then we will give you the results coming up next. And again, the top five is always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business evaluation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business evaluation, contact econpartners.com today. Taking a break, we'll give you the results of our top five list next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. We need to have a result.
Yes, anxiously awaiting these results here.
Dallin, our producer, who we're keeping in touch with remotely, has chimed in. He prefers your number one, but he didn't tell us which list he preferred, because this isn't a battle of who has the best moment.
Yeah.
This is a battle of the entirety of moments.
The best overall list.
The best overall list from 5-1.
You want to recap yours real quick?
Yeah, I'll do mine quick. Number five, BYU playing in Vegas with new uniforms and new helmets. Number four, Jackson McChesney go-ahead TD run over USC. Number three, Tyler Allgeier breaks the single-season rushing record in a loss against UAB. Number two, Allgeier forces the fumble against ASU. And number one, Jaren Hall throwing a TD pass to Romney against Utah, which felt like the moment where BYU was going to end the streak.
Yeah, I had number five, Jaren Hall, 56-yard touchdown run against Baylor in the third quarter. Number four, BYU's defense gets the stop on downs against USC in the fourth. Baylor Romney steps in to win against ASU in the fourth quarter, throws a touchdown pass to Isaac Rex. Gunnar Romney's touchdown grab against Utah, and then Tyler Allgeier with his strip against ASU after BYU fumbles the football against the Sun Devils. Tyler Allgeier made a memorable play. That, to me, was the number one play. But we don't know who had the best list, so we're bringing in Board Op Dave to decide. Usually, he's the man hitting the sounder, the buzzer, on the top five when the maestro's in here.
Before we bring him on, let's make sure we have volume for him here.
I think we're good.
Oh,
we're good.
There he is. Okay.
So what do you got, Dave?
I made arrangements elsewhere.
Great. Hey, that's why you're the board op. He's
a
pro.
I can't trust these young guys to do it right.
That's fair.
That's
after
a good
point. He was Matt with the age. What was it? Age discrimination over there? That was a hot take, Matt.
That was a low blow.
I chalk it up.
I apologize to you.
Inexperience.
That's fair
enough.
That's fair.
Because, you know, some people just get a little jealous when you've seen things they haven't.
No.
You're right. Well, I did attend the 1990 Miami win. I don't remember it because I was a baby, but I did
attend
it.
I was also there, and I do remember
it. Loudest game ever?
Loudest, you said?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Could have been. There's some others that rival it as far as, you know, crowd involvement.
BYU Arizona State was up there last year.
Yeah, it was
but,
great.
There was an Air Force game in 84, I think.
85.
Was it 85? They were both ranked in the top 10, and that one was
Vysik Ahema, I think, had a kick return, yeah.
Yeah, I was down on the field and high-fived him as he was tearing up on as he
nice.
Off the field.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That All was, right.
That was good memories. All right, so I have a winner. I have the best play.
Okay.
And I have the best list.
Okay.
Now, you guys made some good points. Anything royal is always good. So, you know, that goes in Matt's favor, but...
Ooh.
But anytime you're beating Utah, that's the number one play. That's the best thing right there, right?
It is. It really it can't be debated.
But you both had it, right?
I had it higher, though.
Nah, it doesn't matter. The list, and especially when you get a throwback to Kyle Morrell, goes to Mitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. I was playing on the heartstrings. I knew if I made it a reference to the glory days.
That's right.
What swung it, though?
Honestly, the very first when I thought about all of the plays from last year, the number one thing that came into my mind was watching that slow motion replay of Tyler Allgeier stripping that football at Arizona State. I mean, just that one individual effort, and I mean, it's just phenomenal. And it is a reminder of that Kyle Morrell play at Hawaii.
Yep.
And what was that? I don't think that was 84. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 84.
Yeah, yeah.
Rafael Cherry, I think, was the quarterback for Hawaii.
Right.
And Steve Young was on the call for that game. He was the color commentator.
Wow.
With Jay Monson, I think.
Dang.
And that was one I had to listen to on the radio. It wasn't on TV, as I recall, anywhere that I had access to, at least. And so I heard the play-by-play with Paul James, and I just couldn't wait to see that play. And when I got to see it on the news that night on KSL, I was like, holy moly. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, because those were the games, too. The Hawaii games were always like 10 p.m. kicks in the mainland.
They were always late.
The Hawaii experience. So it's like late night football. And, yeah, Morrell making that leap was incredible. And I think Algiers' strip might be, crazy enough, maybe his best moment as a BYU Cougar. Even though he's known for his record-setting performances as a running back.
Play, yeah.
That's the moment.
Can I say, though, if the Jaren Hall should have been TD run against Utah in the fourth, which I still believe was a TD run.
That's a good
pull.
That
would have been an indisputable number one.
That's a good pull. Because that was one of those – that's one of those moments that you just forget over time.
Yep.
Because it's not on the books now. It's not there. But, yeah, that was a –
that would have been number one, even over Algiers, because that would have been an exclamation point over Utah.
So there you go. There's your winning.
Congratulations,
play.
Mitch. Again,
take the win.
I'm on a brutal losing streak right now. I got to do something about this.
I think you did get a win a couple weeks ago. I think.
I don't remember.
There's the summer days. The summer vibes are getting to us. Anyway.
All right, we'll take the break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Let's get a BYU basketball update on the other side. A new commit, not out of the transfer portal. We'll let you know who that is and what they're going to try and do to fill out the rest of the roster heading into this upcoming season. We'll take the break. News, traffic, and weather coming up next, and then BYU Hoops on the other side.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.